This is only a game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's Final Four time. I can hear you thinking, but it's not college basketball season. Is this madness a rebroadcast from last March/April? No, there are four teams left in Major League Baseball's postseason. And so we call on ESPN's Tim Kirkjian to give us the big picture. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. The St. Louis Cardinals are appearing in their fourth straight National League Championship Series. I know, pitching and defense, yada, 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 but what else accounts for their perennial postseason appearances?
Well, first off, Bill, I'm 0 for 4 in the NLDS. I got them all wrong. 0 for 4. Not sure why you have me on to talk about baseball when I can't get one of them right. But having said that, there's something different about the Cardinals, Bill. I'm telling you, it's an organizational thing. It's a history thing. You play for the Cardinals, you learn how to play the game the right way. And the approach that the Cardinal hitters took against Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in baseball, and beat him not once but twice, tells you all you need to know about the Cardinals. They just kind of slug their way through certain parts of the season, and you wonder, are they any good? And October shows up, and they play their very best. And that's a really good thing to have on your side.
One of St. Louis's heroes is first baseman Matt Adams, whose three-run homer against the Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in Game 4 of the previous round sunk L.A. Where did this guy come from?
Well, he came from a big family. He is huge. He weighs about 260 pounds, and he's one of their better young players, and he's moved himself into the everyday first base job. He basically took it away from Alan Craig and others and said, I'm the guy. And he's the first guy to hit a home run with more than one runner on base against Kershaw since 2012, which shows you how long it has been. He just doesn't look like a typical Cardinal because he's so big. He's Matt Adams. He's Grizzly Adams. He's that big.
The Cardinals' NLCS opponents are the San Francisco Giants, who handily dispatched the favored Washington Nationals to advance. Given your record, I hesitate to ask you for a prediction, but will the Giants continue to be giant killers?
I'm going to say the Cardinals beat them in seven games, but I've learned again, Bill, we never, ever, ever discount the San Francisco Giants. There is no way that the talent on their team could match the talent on the Nationals. No way. And yet they beat them three games out of four, and they deserve to advance because they're tougher-minded than the Nationals. They know how to play in October as well as any team, including the Cardinals. And they were so fun to watch because you kept wondering, how are they going to win this game? Well, they won Game 4, the deciding Game 4, by scoring three runs on a bases-loaded walk, a weak ground ball to the first baseman, and a wild pitch. But as always, it was just enough to win, which is how the Giants have won all year, and it's basically how they've won two world championships in the last 4 years, by doing just enough to win.
Tim, I'm looking at the LCS schedule, and I noticed that the late games are starting 30 minutes earlier than the late games last year. Is the league no longer pandering solely to insomniacs?
Well, I'm happy that we're starting at 8:07 instead of 8:37, because it's never good to be in the bottom of the first at 9:30 at night, but I've seen it before. But yes, it is baseball saying, as we lose fans here and there, maybe we should start the games a little earlier. Because I told you, Bill, my kids, who are now 23 and 21, they never saw a full World Series game until they went to college when they stayed up all night. Otherwise, they were always asleep. So I would have to wake them up in the morning and say, yeah, you know, the Giants won last night or the Tigers won last night because it was too late for them to stay up.
Tim Kirkjian is a senior writer for ESPN Magazine and ESPN.com. Tim, thanks, as always, for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.